here with Ryan, and we're going to talk a little bit about where these names come from. And I have actually a piece of the Tanatosaurus that Ted and Thad just discovered, and a couple other things. But let's first start with this Tanatosaurus. The scientific names that paleontologists give to dinosaurs are usually based on three different things. One is something special about the fossils that helps describe the fossils. Another thing is maybe a special place where the fossil was found. So often part of the name refers to where it was found. And a third thing is sometimes dinosaurs are named in honor of some people that either did something good for the science or gave the fossil to science. So let's look at Tanatosaurus. Tanatosaurus, that word means tendon lizard. Do you know what a tendon is? Okay. Tendons are the pieces of tissue that connects a muscle to a bone. So when you move your finger up and down, go ahead and move your finger up and down, you can see a little line there, and that's a tendon that's pulling from muscles in your arm here all the way to your finger and moving your finger up and down. Now, Tanatosaurus had big bundles of tendons in its tail, above and below the tail. Now, usually in animals, only the hard parts become fossils, like bones. What else?
Teeth
might become fossils, and shelled animals have hard shells. And tendons are usually considered soft parts that just rot away. But in Tanatosaurus, if you look at the tendons, they have become bone. Bone has grown in the tendons. And this is so special and unusual for the group of dinosaurs that Tanatosaurus belongs to, that it was named for the tendons. So we call it tendon lizard.
We got a question from Candace Dill Elementary. Who named the dinosaur? Okay. And why are they so long?
Oh, well, the naming, this idea of using Latin and Greek words to name things started a long time ago by a naturalist called Linnaeus, and it's a system that we've been using ever since. A paleontologist, a vertebrate paleontologist, names a dinosaur. But it's not just as simple as coming up with a name and sticking it on the dinosaur. Part of the naming process is to describe what is special about this animal and how is it different from any other dinosaur in the world. So the paleontologist has to study the bones, measure things, photograph, draw them, compare them to other bones in museum collections and university collections, and when the paleontologist figures out that this is different enough from any other dinosaur, then they will come up with a new name. So sometimes it's some special character like these tendons. Sometimes it's named after a place. This is a cast of the skull of a dinosaur that's brand new. It was just named about a year ago. And this was found in Fort Worth, Texas, off of North Beach Street in Fort Worth, Texas. It's called Pawpawsaurus, named after the layer, the rock layer in which it was found. And this last one, Acrocanthosaurus, this spine was broken off. But along the back, this spine would have stuck up about that high. And Acrocanthosaurus means high spine lizard. It's as simple as that. Okay, Sherlock.